Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we got a little bit of the Godfather of Soul bringing us back there, the late, great James Brown. Jerry Salente is here. He's our great friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust, the director and the founder of the Trends Research Institute. TrendsResearch.com is the website. A number of publications and outstanding media organization that helps you pay attention to what's going on. Coming at you from the future. Gerald, thanks again for staying with us. Now, you've done a pretty good job of scaring the bejeebers out of us for the last couple of segments, but it is the world we live in, work in. So we have it's our reality right now. So I'd like for you to, as you wander off the set today, so to speak, as we wrap up our visit, give us something that we can deal with. How do we deal with this reality that you painted for us?
Well, it's to look at it for what it is and not the way you want it to be. You know, and take, you know, whatever biases you might have, you know, don't call yourself a Democrat or a Republican. Just call yourself an open-minded person. Look at events and issues for what they are. And as we look at the events and issues, we're telling everybody, you know, be prepared. I'm not talking survivalist mode. I'm talking about looking at what's going on and taking, you know, avoiding the dangers and seizing the opportunities. For example, suppose you lived in the UK right now and everybody's talking Brexit, you know, and it's happening.
Yeah.
So if I'd be stamping out products made in the UK with pride and care, the same thing in the US. What I'm saying is one of Trump's it's the populist movement. Conservatism, by the way, it's dying. Populism is taking over. So you know why people, they're disgusted with the system. They don't want to buy Chinese. They don't want to buy from Bangladesh. They'd rather buy from USA. Is the price more expensive? Again, is it a better quality product? Does it fall apart quickly? So what I'm saying is for every entrepreneur out there to really understand the benefits of Made in USA and really promote it. Secondly, I heard your guest prior to me, we're going into a new age. Mm-hmm. It's from industrialization to robotization to artificial intelligence and I'm sorry, what?
3D printing.
3D printing. It's just going to continue on and on and on. So people, by the way, they're worried. They say, you know, with this artificial intelligence, you know, what if it takes over? Yeah, what is artificial intelligence going to start World War One or World War Two? I mean, look what we're doing to ourselves. So what I'm saying is don't look at it in all those different ways. Look at the opportunity. So here's one for you. Virtual reality. Right now the focus is on the game. That's only the beginning. You're going to start seeing virtual education. Our education system, going back again, putting it all in place, is we talked about the end of industrialization in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
It was an industrial age model. It was built by the Germans to put people in centralized locations to follow orders, to do arithmetic, read, you know, writing, a little bit of English, and a little bit of writing, math, and that was it. It's an outdated system. Our education system, by all measures, all quantitative measures, is a failure. So now you're going to start seeing virtual education. A kid sitting there with the kids are brought up on this stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've adapted
digital
to
digital natives.
You got it. So look at those opportunities. Find those companies. These may be people you want to invest in or learn about. So that's where the direct, and again,
or find some business model, or even for a small business, find a company that's doing that and find out how to serve them.
You got it.
Yeah.
Serve it or invest in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever your interest might be, but that's the future. And I have to tell you, we're the only ones I know of that are talking about this and the level we have. And again, you mentioned my book, Trends 2000. I wrote that in 1996. And I wrote about Interactive University.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, again, before the days of virtual reality. So, but this is where it's going toward. And on the human level, whole health healing. We're an aging population. Boomers turned 70 this year. and they're going deaf, blind, and out of their mind. And so all products and services, going back to artificial intelligence, macular degeneration, glaucoma. You think maybe we'll have virtual eyes? Maybe for Alzheimer's, something else that guides us in another different way? So that's where we're going with this
technology.
We've never
had one thing about it. He's right about that, folks. We've never had a generation as big as the boomers who are aging the way the boomers are.
And it's global.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because after the war, everybody was happy, and they do what happy people do.
Hey, Gerald, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website one more time.
TrendsResearch.com. TrendsResearch.com. And thanks for having me on.
Hey, always a pleasure to have you here, Gerald Celente. Ladies and gentlemen, Gerald Celente. I told you we'd get smarter when he joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.